Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everybody. Good to be with you guys. Thanks for hanging out with us. Ava's here.
I'm here.
I'm Eric. I'm the host. And Don is not here. He's doing something else.
So we're not worrying about Don.
No, it's just us again. And we always love to say that. It's all about us. And we've got an exciting announcement that we're going to be talking about sometime in the show today. So stick around for that. We'll be right back. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. Well, good to see you, Ava.
It's good to see you, too.
I'm so glad. It's good to see us. We are here. Good to have all of those out that are listening to us right now, sitting down or driving or doing whatever they're doing.
Enjoying us on a wonderful weekend.
Exactly. Another beautiful, wonderful weekend with who knows what's going to be happening with rain and thunderstorms.
And it's good stuff.
So right after the show, I'm going to try and get out and do some fishing. Had a beautiful experience. You'll love this. So I went and had to replace on my little boat. I don't have my big boat yet. I had to replace my live well pump.
Yeah, you mentioned that. Yeah.
Yeah, they're known to go
out,
yeah. Right? Yeah. So it went bad, and it's a through hull, meaning the tube that you intake water from is part of the actual pump assembly. So it's a hard plastic that you then kind of sandwich in the hull by tightening it down with threads that are part of the assembly. So I did that, and I put the caulking in there, and everything is beautiful. It's not leaking, and I get it in the water, turned it on when I was in my driveway, and worked great. Put it in the water, flipped a switch. Hey, it's pumping water. That's awesome. Turned it off and did some fishing, and I thought, you know, I better fill the live well up, and I'll get some fish. Just anticipating, right? I turn the switch on. I look at the live well up front. Nothing. I thought, what in the world? I go back and open up the back compartment where the live well pump is located, and all I get is this major wafting of burnt electrical smell.
Oh, no.
And then I'm thinking, what's going on? And then I look at, and it's the pump's leaking like the other one was leaking, not the same way, but it was leaking. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. So at that point, I was just not
mad.
Happy. Oh, very yeah. Mad, very mm-hmm. Mad and frustrated. And it just shot the whole rest of the day. So I haphazardly went and casted some points in the river, and I said, forget it. I caught some smallmouth and some sheephead, went back, put the boat in the trailer, pulled the cartridge because I love cartridge bilge pump and or live well pumps. And if you ever have to replace one, go with the cartridge. Don't go with a hard mount where if something burns out, then you have to pull the whole thing out. I've always used cartridges. All the really high-end boats use cartridge pumps. Well, I pulled the cartridge pump when I got it on dry land because if you pull it out while you're in a boat, it just water comes in really fast. And sure enough, the whole side of it was melted and the pump was seized up. And there was nothing in there. There was no debris. It was free and clear. I know about that gig. And nope. So now, and this is one of the bummer parts about buying online, the company won't take it back. You've got to return it through where you bought it. So I went through one of the major online retailers. I won't use the name. And I filed that. It was Monday, and I still haven't seen it yet. And I just need the cartridge. So all I'm going to do is pull the cartridge up, put the new cartridge in, make sure that it doesn't leak, and then return it. But yeah, not good.
Sorry you had to deal with that.
But hey, on the plus side, what I ended up doing was smoking some fish. And I'm telling you, amazing. I used a dry brine this time. I used a wet brine last time, the previous time that
I
was smoking
fish. I don't see any
fish. No, it's in my refrigerator. It's in my refrigerator. You
well,
don't.
Well, that doesn't
you don't
do
get
me
any
good.
No, it doesn't. Of course, it doesn't. I'm not going to bring it in
because
I'm not perfected
You're
yet.
You're mean.
No, I'm practical. But I used the brown sugar and kosher salt. Always have to use kosher salt, and it was on lake trout. And the reason I didn't bring it in, it's my experimental one. I was amazed. Most everybody told me, oh, lake trout's greasy. It's going to be, no, ick. I'll tell you what. Awesome. 24 hours at the brine on it, dry brine, and it actually pulled the oil out of it. There was a puddle of oil on the tray that I had this thing brining on, both the salmon fillet and a lake trout fillet. Cleaned it off, put it back in the fridge for another 24 hours. You let it cure. Then I put it in the smoker for about 4 hours. Unbelievable. Not oily. Dry, very just perfect. And the flavor was awesome. So, yeah, it's really kind of crazy. But the biggest thing I found is, and I think most everybody knows, if you think about getting into smoking meat or burgers, whatever it is, I would advise you to go do it. It's the coolest thing ever. I just started doing the smoking thing. I'm not afraid to say where I bought. I bought a Pit Boss. Pricing was awesome. You can get them at Lowe's for 400 and some bucks. It connects to your phone and through your Wi-Fi, so you can sit inside the house.
Right, yeah, you said that you were just watching your
Yeah,
your
and
stuff
I finally
go.
Got everything to connect, and it's absolutely amazing. Between the burgers, they came out great. Everything, it really worked. But the fish thing was the main reason I got it, and it really worked well. So if you got lake trout, and I pulled this up on, what's our favorite site? Meat Hunter, is it Meat Hunter?
Meat Eater.
Meat Eaters, that's right. They said by dry brining, you're pulling moisture from the fish and curing with the ingredients, effectively starting the preservation process. In contrast, a wet brine soaks the fish in seasoned salt solution to ensure it retains moisture during the cooking and smoking process. So lake trout, highly recommend. Go with the dry brine. It's going to give you the best possible outcome, contrary to what everybody says about lake trout. I was really sweating when I pulled that big fillet out there, and I'm thinking,
like,
this
oh,
is
no.
not going to be good, and left it as a whole fillet, basted it with a honey and maple syrup glaze once every hour, and it came out absolutely fantastic. So
speaking of Meat Eater, did you see that Stephen Ranella was here?
No.
He was in Eden Prairie.
Minnesota.
He wrote a book for kids, so he was there doing a signing. Friend of mine posted a picture of him with Stephen Ranella, and I was like, well, how cool. And somebody in the comments said, can't believe you stood in that line. And he responded with how long he was in that line. Can you take a guess?
3 hours.
Yep. He waited 3 hours.
No way.
Yep, 3 hours to get an autograph and a picture. And I would have done the same thing if I would have known. Just saying. I'm a big fan of Stephen Ranella.
Okay, well, apparently you're not a big enough fan.
Apparently,
you need to step up your game.
I know. I totally missed out on that opportunity. So if you went to Eden Prairie and you got your book signed, that's pretty cool.
That's awesome. Either you're too much of a fan to wait in line 3 hours. there is something to be said where there's a point where you just go,
that's
no,
enough, yeah.
Not enough. No, it's way too
3
much.
Hours would be the max.
Well, tell you what, hang tight. We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on with the big trap shooting event that went on, and we're going to talk a little bit about the outdoor brands that are contributing back to the environment. Stay tuned. Be right back.